Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about something I love very much, books. We have Li Shuangyi joining us. Shuangyi is an adventurer and a trendsetter. Hi, Shuangyi, 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan, 你怎么样啊？
I'm very good. You just said, 你怎么样啊? That means, how are you doing? I'm very well, 谢谢。Right, books. I know you love books. We are probably two big bookworms.
Mm-hmm. 书虫。
书虫, exactly. Yeah, 书虫, that means bookworms. But before we go that far, let's learn how to say books in Chinese. 书。
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 Yeah, it's the first tone, and then, we just make it flat, and we can make it a bit longer. 书。
书。
Yeah, and the shape of the character on top of it is actually like a paintbrush.And we know that in ancient China, people used rice paper, and then they have like a paintbrush, a little bit like a watercolor brush in the modern days, but they are all in round shape, the paintbrush. So there's a shape of the paintbrush. And then on the bottom, that means this person, and it's actually in this case that provides the sound, is the phonic providing the sound to emphasize the shape of having the brush to create, to write a book. So, 书, it's Chinese.
书.
Yeah, and the beauty about Chinese language is you don't need to know is that a singular or plural. So, unless I specify, say this is one copy of book, otherwise it's the same thing for many books, 100 books, a million books. They are all 书.
书.
Yeah,
书. Yeah, I loved books growing up and...It was my main source of education after I dropped out of middle school. Shu was the direct information from everything in school that you were sort of chewed down and taught to you.
Right.
And I really just enjoyed going back to the original stuff and learned from that. But of course, it was more complicated. For example, I learned the Chinese history from十二经史.
Right.That's an ancient classic.
Yes, it was an ancient classic and many other classics as well. And the Chinese were very different. It was the ancient Chinese. And these were ancient books. I don't know which word you would use for that.
经典。
经典。
Yeah, 经典。And when you say 经典, that means ancient classic. And 典, we actually use this word for dictionary, 字典. And that means a very...big bulk of heavy books held by two hands. So that implies that's the classic. So 经典 is the ancient classic. 书 is like ordinary books. And when we put 经书 together, that tend to be like a Buddhism prayers, that type of booklets. Right. So 书 is books. So you mentioned about you grew up in, is that Guizhou province?
Right. It's in the southwest of China. It's about one province away. There's a lot of minorities there. So, actually, Mandarin was only really widely spoken in the city. In the, right outside of city limits, you get a lot of different other languages and local dialects.
Right.
It's directly beneath, Sichuan province, which is a lot of where the food comes from.
Right.
It's a classic Chuan Cai.
Yeah, that's right. It's Sichuan province. Si means number four and Chuan is the one type of river. So four river province and Guizhou. Gui is an interesting concept. Gui, that means something precious. So, Guizhou means that's actually the state, a precious state.
Right.
That's the meaning of, your province, the province you grew up.
Right. And actually where my province was in ancient China was, it was actually a different country. It was a country where, it was famous for sending people over there.
Right.
Political criminals and just.
Yeah, been sent into exile. Into Guizhou.
Yes.
Yeah, because the life was quite harsh. And then the altitude was quite high as well, right?
Yes. And the little soil, not easy to grow crops.
Right. Okay. So life was harsh in the ancient time. And they sent the emperor, sent the political enemies in exile in Guizhou. But the beauty is because it's so difficult to get into, you have one of the most beautiful waterfalls in the world.
Yes, that's correct. It's actually the third biggest waterfall in the world.
Yeah.
And it was actually used during...the Second World War, where Chinese two parties, they hid out there to avoid air invasion because of the hilly hillside. Yeah. It's impossible to get to see anyone.
Exactly. Yeah. And because of the terrain, you actually have also special soil. You actually have one of the most famous liquors in China, Mao Tai.
Oh, right. Yes.
Now we are talking.
I'm surprised you know that.
Okay. All right. I'm Chinesey. So, so Mao Tai, it's in a village called Mao Tai. It's a tiny village with a few people. And now they produce probably the national grade type of liquor. And that cost a fortune.
Yeah. I heard it was because the mineral in the water that produced a very specific flavor.
Yeah. Okay. That's, maybe you have it one day together. But having said that, that Guizhou can produce beautiful waterfall and, amazing Mao Tai liquor. For books, it's probably not the best place to acquire books somewhere, especially many years ago.
Yeah. It was never really the culture hub. It was like we were talking about earlier. It was a place for exiles and before the modern China, the Republic China was established, my city, Guiyang Shi, is still, basically a burial site. So there's no building. It's just rows and rows of nothing. And, you find minor villages that were, not of, any known, big cities. And, other than that, it was just nothing.
Right. And then did you need to go to the library to get your shu?
Yes, we have a Guiyang Shi, Guiyang City, Tu Shu Guan.
Yeah, library. Tu Shu Guan is a library.
The Tu Shu Guan, the library, was shaped like a book, mm-hmm. With the outside carving that looked like some ancient book covers. It was a beautiful structure.
Right.
I usually spent my Saturdays and Sundays there. So.
And was that a large selection of shu for you to select from?
Not really, not the ones I'm looking for.
Okay, I hope it's better today. All right. And then was it a common thing to find a bookstore in the city, Guiyang?
Yes, but mostly filled with a lot of education materials.
Right. For exams.
Yeah.
Tests. Okay.
Right. Yes.
All right. Okay, so since we have books, we need to learn how to say bookshop, so bookstore. We say 书店.
书店.
Yeah, 书店. 店 is a store, it's a generic term. So could be any 店, could be any store. And the shape for 店 is a roof on top. And then underneath is to occupy. So something occupy underneath the roof could be the merchandise, I guess. And in this case, you have customers coming in to occupy the space. Then, so 店 could be any store or could be a restaurant. Sometimes they call 酒店. That means hotel, basically. 酒 is alcohol. So 书店 is the bookstore.
书店.
And then 书店. Then when we say in the 书店, in 书店 we tend to have a lot of shelves. Bookshelves, we say 书架.
书架.
Yeah, 书架. 架 is the shelf. And the shelf, what type of shelf? The shelf for books. 书架.
书架.
Yep, and then 房 is the room, the space. And 书房 is the study room. We tend to use the study room to read, to work, to do something other than sleeping. Or for some people, it's to do anything but sleeping. Okay.
Yeah. Well, in my case, I live in my 书房.
Yeah. Okay. So 书房 is the study room. So 书, it's useful, but at the same time, some Chinese people don't like it, don't like this word, especially when they go gambling. They see that as a taboo. If their friends bring a copy of books or a lot of books, that's even worse. Do you know why?
I don't. I thought this is the first time I've heard of it.
Right. If you go to the casino with your Chinese friends, make sure you don't bring books, okay? Because 输 is the same sound as you lose money.
Right.
Lose. 输. Yeah. So to say you win money and you lost money, mm-hmm. then that's the same sound. 输.
Oh, 输.
So, okay, you just came back from casino last night. Hey, Shuangyi, how was it going? You say, oh no, 输了. That means, oh no, I lost. So that's the same sound. So some Chinese people, they tend to be superstitious. They don't like it when you bring the books to the gambling table or when they play 麻将. It's better not to have a copy of books on the table.
Mm-hmm. 书.
Right. Mm-hmm. Great. So mm-hmm. today we expanded from books, 书 to bookstore, 书店.
书店,
bookshelf, 书架,
书架,
study room, 书房,
书房.
Thank you, Shuangyi, for joining us. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见!
再见!